Welcome everybody back to the takeover. It's Friday at 9 p.m. so it must be time for the resident disc junkie to take over KSFS. Today's episode, we are playing some of the greatest hip-hop groups ever to exist, part two, because we did part one last week. There was too many to name, so we're gonna do it again this week. I'm joined by my co-host Big Al, Sideshow Al.
Check it.
Ha. So we're gonna get it started right now with a little group you may have heard of called Run DMC.
What?
This is Down with the King.
Recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike, and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter could beat her banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in the streets, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, from a circle around out loud. Just because brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? Nope, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie Down. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca, mic check on a windmill skill, map the stats, wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck, but just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake, cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time wait before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
yeah. That was Down With The King from Run DMC featuring Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I believe that was even produced by the great Pete Rock. Another cool little duo there that I'm sure I'll be able to play on the takeover sometime. You are listening to the 9 at 9 a.m. your resident disc junkie Chilla here with Big I almost called you Big Show. Big Al.
Sideshow. Like Big Al. Show. That's pretty cool.
Well, I was going to say Big Al and Sideshow Al and just Big Show, you know.
Call me whatever you want.
but anyways, so as I previously stated, we are talking about the greatest hip-hop groups. Last week, I was able to play a lot of legendary groups such as Digital Underground, such as Hieroglyphics, and the list goes on and on. Actually, you can always go back to my podomatic.com/chilla415. That's C-H-I-L-L-A 415. And you can go ahead and check out that episode as well as this one after tonight. But Big Al, I was actually, during the break, I was asking you some of your favorite hip-hop groups.
Yes, sir. Of course, again, I go back to the a lot of the old school stuff. I grew up listening to a lot of West Side Connection, N.W.A. I grew up with a lot of West Coast rap, and I just thought that was the better rap. It was just what was in my head, which is not necessarily true, but I think in that time it was.
Well, but, they may or may not make an appearance, not a physical appearance, but a musical appearance on this episode. You got to stay tuned and listen. That would be kind of cool if somehow I was able to bring back Eazy-E. But, you know, I'm only limited to so much resources. This is a college station after all. But, you know, I'm always been fascinated with hip-hop groups because it gives a different dichotomy to the genre. Because, you know, if you really love MC, such a, like, I can listen to Pac all day, every day. He don't need a duet or anybody else on there. But, you know, some MCs, they flow better. They mix better with the different mix of collaborations or whatever or what have you, like Wu-Tang. You can get a combination of Inspector Deck and Ghostface and Raekwon on one track, and then you can get, you know, Raekwon with U-God and RZA on another track, or and so on and so forth. There's so many different ones, and actually, you know, I never, when I was younger, a lot of people wanted to be like an MC or anything. I just wanted to be in a hip-hop group. I was like, I don't care the control. I don't care what my role is. I just want to be a part of this hip-hop clique, you know what I mean? And it's so dope because, you know, there are groups like Public Enemy and Digital Underground where there's only like one or two MCs and everybody else just there.
You know? I like it because, you know, when somebody jumps in over another one, it gives a nice little cut.
And you always get something different, and you don't necessarily need outsider MCs that kind of throw off the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's cool when there's guest appearances. Obviously, there's great albums with guest appearances, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And
I was just getting into Jurassic 5, too.
J5 was another one I really wanted to play. Don't know if they'll make an appearance. You just got to stay tuned. But J5 is definitely a great
someday.
West Coast. Someday. You know, I was talking to Mr. Jones last week. We might have to do a part three.
There's just a lot. Saying. There's a lot of hip-hop groups.
Just saying.
Yeah. Not a lot of space.
There's not a lot of hip-hop, not a lot of space. But it's funny that you mentioned West Side Connection. That was another group that I was very much into. And N.W.A., both groups featuring one of my favorite MCs of all time, Ice Cube. My first favorite MC, actually. My first hip-hop album my mom bought me was Ice Cube's sophomore album, The Predator.
Yeah.
And
I really like Dub C, too. I think Dub C is pretty underrated.
Dub C is incredible. He has a great flow, and he can C-walk like no other.
Yeah, he can. Epic beard, too.
Well, that being said, here we go with West Side Connection right here on The Takeover. The gauge is wrecked. About to drop the bomb. I'm the motherfucking Don. Big fish in a small pond. Not a fish trying to throw their book at the crook, but I shook. They worm and they hook. Guppies hold their breath. They want to miss me when I'm tipsy. Running everything west of the Mississippi. It's the unseen pulling strings with my pinky ring. We got your woman pucker up, but we fuck her up. Bow down before I make a phone call. Got 25 niggas running up on y'all. Butter cheese, we want them keys. Everybody freeze on your knees. Butt naked, please. Before any of you guppies get hurt. Nigga, rewind my part, fool. And bow down when I come to your town. Bow down. Bow down. Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. I take 10 steps and I draw. Now who's dissing the mad ass Inglewood edition? I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The West Side connects with me in South Central. When the drag from the zigzag, can't fuck with the Phillies. Holding down the Wild West like the kid they call Billy. Once again, it's Mac 10.
in, the gold crown holder, strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who wanna fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring you fear with gear from the surplus. Since a teen, I chased the green, the crack scene team. Low-lows, corniches, and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these real cheese, chase the cheese. The West Side Connect, keep it rolling like gold D's. Three-wheeling and dealing, it's like the California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got the vibe.
Bow down.
When you come to my town.
Bow down.
When I'm Westwood Bound.
Bow down.
Because I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Well, it's that Chuck wearing, still sporting a beanie. The shadiest nigga when a click, who wanna see me? Guess I slide my notes on, let my khakis hang. West Side, connect gang, bing, bing, bang. Run away, gonna get your punk ass slayed by this H, double O to the D to the STA. Fuck harder than, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap game. Flashy niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tucked from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck a studio lyricist, I'm real with this. Yes. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Diss me your wax, I'm trying to saw your whole fucking head off. Yeah, I'm platinum bound, so bitch shut up. And nigga, wall, y'all could kiss my Converse like show now. When I come to your town.
Bow down.
When I'm Westwood Bound.
Bow down.
Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Bow down.
When you come to our town.
Bow down.
When we Westwood Bound.
Bow down.
Cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some niggas that's greater than you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the clown. But if you live on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down. West Side Connection. The world belongs to us.
Bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down.
When you come to our town.
Bow down.
When we Westwood Bound.
Bow down.
Cause we ain't no haters like you.
Bow down. Yo, that was West Side Connection with Bow Down. Right now, we're going to play another classic MC group, another classic hip-hop group right here. It's, what's their faces? Can't say their names. You know who they are. Another classic, what? Oh, sorry, you're not even on. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Gentlemen with Attitude.
We will go with that. And here we go with my favorite NWA track, Always Into Something, right here on KSFS.
1990 motherfucking one. NWA back in this motherfucker, yo. Taking out all you commercialized ass niggas. And we on this laid back track. And we doing this one kind of smooth. So what you gonna do, Drake? Kick it.
And so on. Let the shit flow on. Because I need something to go off on. The motherfucking DRE serving a death wish. So I'ma hit you like this. In the morning, hopping to the BNZ. I got 44 ways of getting paid. Sitting in my lap as I roll up the Compton blocks. The scoop up ran, I heard shots. 1, 2, 3. Then I seen a nigga hopping the fence, and it was Ren on the motherfucking trigger. He got in the Benz and said, Ray, I was speaking to your bitch, O'Shea. And as we roll on, I seen the patrol on creep. So we got ghosts before they beat me and Ren in a black CD. Yo, humping some funky shit by the DOC. I gotta get paid, paid in a hurry, see. I gotta have it if I'm not paid thoroughly. I start thinking, making sure my shit is steady bumping. A nigga always in the song.
Fuck them motherfucking police, cause they swear to jet lock down and them kick him in his motherfucking bar. Goddamn police, fuck them. Come down, MC Ren.
I heard a dope beat. Somebody told me that Buck did it. But if Dre didn't do it, I can't fuck with it. NWA is like a mix of fix the tricks. Real niggas with big dicks. You're taking a chance when you think that. Talking under your breath won't lead to young death. Fucking up shit ain't shit but a killing for a nigga labeled as being a motherfucking villain. But you don't know me, a record can't tell ya how so many prayed I'd be a motherfucking failure. Real niggas gotta have top ranking. I hooked up with 3 more niggas and started making funky ass shit for your system. Might sound nice so it makes you wanna listen to them. Sample of a ruthless organization, but you don't want a confrontation. Real niggas don't play. Yellow Easy Me and the nigga Dre. Yo, always making sure that my shit is steady pumping. A nigga always into something.
Boom, boom, God, look at that bitch
walking on the motherfucking street. Don't you know that I don't wanna hold my dick, and then because that bitch's booty is so nasty.
Yeah, the world's most dangerous group, definitely in this motherfucker. Sending a shout out to all the bitches out there. Yo, you can get in the pickup and suck your dick up to your hiccup. You know what I'm saying? Yo, cause I'm a nigga for life, and I really don't give a fuck. I'm going for mine every time I see a fucking softy. Funk strong as coffee. A nigga like that, best to back up off me, yo. Cause these are the days and the times of the real nigga. False niggas end up as toss niggas. And that's on the real, cause I'm a nigga that kills again and again. So tell them what's up, Red.
If I'm not into nothing, I don't feel right. So I grab the nine and the clip and go and murder motherfuckers at night. Because I start to fiend from sitting in a cell where the crime was too tragic and couldn't make bail. So now they gotta hold me and listen to rehabilitation over and over, saying they told me, but I don't give a fuck, cause I know my shit is pumping. A nigga always into something.
1991 and NWA get the job done. Admiral Dancer gonna sing this little tale about a girl that's quickly licking me dick. It goes something like this: the girl could be licking a dick, the girl could be licking a dick, the girl could be licking a dick. She got the dirty habit. The guffy wicked a wily, guffy wicked a wily, wicked a wicked a wicked a guffy wicked a wicked. Because the animal dancer coming and ask my name and the Zamora DJ. Rastafari, I dare you to fuck some job. Dr. J, I am the master. MC Ren, I'm gonna come kind of faster. Here come your low with the wicked a wicked rocks. Wicked a wicked a wicked a wicked a wicked.
Yo, that is my favorite NWA joint, and I just had to play that one. That is one of my, not only favorite NWA joints, but one of my favorite Dre beats. That is a classic G-Funk. And speaking of NWA, I believe everybody already knows about the upcoming NWA movie. One time it was rumored to be directed by John Singleton. I believe now it's F. Gary Gray, man who produced, directed the such movie as The Negotiator, Friday. I believe he did. He didn't do Training Day.
The Italian Job.
Italian Job. He's, yeah. He's a solid director.
Oh yeah.
And,
for sure.
So I'm looking forward to it. Of course, this the production has been. This is Ghetto Boys. My brain tricks on me. Which will make their appearance on a future episode. But back to this NWA movie. It's been in talks for the longest time. So actually, I got this little soundbite interview from Ice Cube talking about it. And I'm just gonna go ahead and play that for you guys right now. Hold on one sec, and here we go.
That's my pet project right there. We're gonna bring the story of NWA to the big screen. And it's the story of how the neighborhood we came from created NWA, and then how did NWA change the neighborhood that we grew up in. So it's a intricate movie, you know, that's more than just about a rap group. It's about a whole time where, you know, we kind of took everything that was safe and threw it out the window and kind of did what we felt. Mm-hmm. And it came out right.
Is that going to be a documentary or actual?
No, actual movie. Can't wait to get into it. Right now, we're just trying to get the script. And I'm just focused on getting the script good.
Okay. And you're writing that?
No, we have help from a few different writers. Okay. I didn't want to be extra biased and leave out all my bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'll let somebody take it. I'll oversee it and make sure that it's accurate. But, you know, we're trying to tell five people's stories here, you know. I didn't want to hog up the flow.
Yeah, so that interview was actually months and months old, but yeah. I couldn't find anything new on it. And but the plan going ahead is that it's still going. You actually told me that it was originally an Eazy-E movie.
That's what I heard. I heard that originally it was supposed to be a movie about Eazy-E or Eric Wright, and it was supposed to be in the same vein as the Notorious B.I.G. film.
Oh, God, that movie was terrible. Sorry.
I didn't think it was that bad, but...
No, I did.
It was... I didn't like the way they portrayed Tupac, but...
oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Don't even
get me started.
That's
on
the
that.
Kind of... Well, that's the kind of thing I hope they would avoid. I'm not sure why they changed it to an Eazy-E movie. I even think that the Eazy-E estate might have said something along the lines of, we don't want Eric's name in this movie. We don't want him, his character.
You know, I'm not trying to, you know, name names, but his... widow has caused many legal problems for Bone Thugs, who was actually featured last week. You can go ahead and check that out on the Podomatic, one of the greatest hip hop groups of all time. But you know, I'm looking forward to it and seeing how they produce it. There's a lot of stuff that the public may not know about, and I'm interested to see how they're going to portray it. Cube was talking about maybe his son playing him. And it's funny because, like, I know Eazy-E's son wants to play him. I don't know. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see because apparently this movie is not coming out anytime soon. But
probably not.
It's still in the planning stages. So
maybe if it was a documentary. Not a real movie.
I love that. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody right here on the 9 at 9, The Takeover. I am your resident disc junkie, Chilla, joined by, you can say your name.
Alataha, a.k.a. Sideshow Al.
And you can check out his show Fridays at 8.
It's called Sideshow. Chilla is a frequent collaborator on.
Frequent guest. Thank you very much.
And it's awesome. You should listen to it. We talk about movies, TV, music, sports,
and pornography,
and obviously
I'm kidding,
our weekly pornography segment is our highest rated segment.
So right here I'm gonna give you the top 9 selling hip-hop albums. We're gonna start at number 9, Exhibit Napalm. You know, he actually made it to the top 9, so good.
Excellent.
For him.
Good. I like Exhibit.
You know, Exhibit was cool kind of before. I love Dr. Dre, don't get me wrong, but he was cool kind of before he became a part of that camp, and you know, he had his time to come back with Pimp My Ride, but it didn't happen. So, but I mean, he's not a bad MC, and he's, you know, a West Coast cat, so I always give him, you know, gotta show love. Number 8, Nas, Life Is Good. I'm glad this is still on the countdown because that is a great album. Y'all need to check it out. Number 7, DJ Drama, Quality Street Music. I believe last week that was like number 1, so that dropped. Number 6, Rick Ross, God Forgives, I Don't. Number 5, Lupe Fiasco, Food and Liquor 2, The Great American Rap Album, Part 1. Still hanging on the charts. Number 4, 2 Chainz, Based on a True Story. Number 3, Good Music with Cruel Summer. That one keeps bouncing up and down, so who knows where it's going to land next week. Number 2, Machine Gun Kelly with Lace Up. And number 1, top-selling hip-hop album, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with The Heist. There you go. So we're going to get back into this countdown. Who's going to be next? I don't know. You can always call in, 415-338-1532. I believe our chat roll is down, but you can listen to us. If you are listening to us, then you already know how to listen to us. Why did I even say that? But you can tweet me requests at Twitter, / or you don't even do that. It's at, huh? At Chilla415, the C-H-I-L-L-A, 415. Hashtag awesome. I don't know. Whatever. But we're going to get back into this countdown right here with a little East Coast love with Naughty by Nature. This is, you know, I got to show them love because they're an underrated group.
Oh yeah,
Tretch is a beast, and he was good friends with Pac. So here we go.
Sure.
Naughty by Nature right here on The Takeover.
You're doing
Coming up next, I'm gonna give you the top 9 downloaded songs as well as my grades on them. Keep it locked right here on The Takeover, KSFS.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, 5 cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowds, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the gold from the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Beat 48 tracks, studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a mill, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies. Come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz, and take heat from people who don't know what it is. Stop a shit for song, run the game, but the price of fame is high.
Rockstar, you know what I'm saying? But you're still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some, you know, series.
If I have big dreams, I'll make it big clean. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main. And you want to look trendy in the Bentley. Be a snob and never act friendly. You want to have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media and fans. Things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest. That's why fools end up dining on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you want to go far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and 5 cars to bring charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly. To be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and 5 cars to bring charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
My son, don't blow me. I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back. Show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a gear and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Getting ignored, I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy, take it from Weezy. Sleazy people wanna be so cheesy, the people.
Assassin.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, a big house, 5 cars, you're in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. To be a rock superstar and live large, a big house, 5 cars, you're in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust.
Yeah, that was Cypress Hill with Rock Superstar. That song always reminds me of Training Day, my favorite movie.
Is that your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, probably talk about that on the sideshow.
Yeah, it's great.
We haven't done that, like, favorite movies.
We should do that.
There will be a time and a place.
Yes.
Right now, you are listening to The Takeover, the 9 at 9. That was song number 5, so we still got 4 more to go, people. Thank you for tuning in. This is KSFS. I am the resident disc junkie, Chilla, in the house with Big Al, a.k.a. Sideshow Al, a.k.a. Al Capone.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's my old nickname from my elementary school days.
There you go. So you're hearing right now is The Liquid Habits, another great group, I'm going to give you the top 9 downloaded hip-hop songs, but first, I want to wish my favorite, not my favorite, but yeah, my favorite supporter, my biggest supporter, Martha, aka Marthese. You probably see her signing in the chat role. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Martha. I love you.
I'm going to cut you off and wish you a happy birthday. This was your birthday this week, sir.
Thank you. I'm putting up Posey numbers. Chill 28. Up. 28. Nice. Yes, it is my, this is my first episode as a 28-year-old man. So thank you very much, Big Al.
No problem.
Yeah, so here we go. I'm going to give you the top 9 right now. Song number 9, RZA featuring the Black Keys, The Baddest Man Alive. I believe that is off the Man with the Iron Fist soundtrack. I gave it a B minus C plus. It's a good joint, but frankly, from RZA, I expected better. Number 8, Young Jeezy with New Money. D minus. Yo, that joint was boring, uninspired, same old-ish. Same old-ish. Number 7, Machine Gun Kelly featuring Tech 9 and Twista, Edge of Destruction, B plus. Tech spit some really good shit, but MGK really surprised me with this, with a fairly dope verse and actually made me raise the grade, because originally it was just kind of a B, but his verse was dope. Number 6, Rick Ross featuring Drake and Lil Reese, Us Remix, D plus, and that's being generous. That's off that Black Bar Mitzvah mixtape that Rick Ross did, that Shine's like hella yelling at him about and whatnot.
Black Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. Song number 5, Joe Budden featuring Lil Wayne and Tank, Put It Down Like You. I gave it a B. Now, to show that I'm not biased, I mean, I try to keep my bias out of it. I try to look at it, subjectively? I always get those two mixed up. And so I check out all these songs, and I'm just looking at them like, oh, RZA, I'm going to give it an A. Oh, Lil Wayne, I'm going to give it an F. You know what I mean? Put It Down Like You, I give it a B, so you can go ahead and download that. Number 4, Pusha T featuring Future. This is called Pain, produced by Kanye West. B minus. A little disappointed. It's underwhelming, but it's not terrible. So if you want, you can go ahead and download that. Number 3, Ghostface Killah, M.O.P., and Pharrell Monch, Blackout. B plus, go ahead and download that. Song number 2, Wu-Tang Clan, featured last week on The Takeover. This song was called 6 Directions of Boxing, straight mother effing A. Decent joint, admittedly biased towards grading it. I was trying not to be, but it was just good to hear the Wu back together again. But it was a dope track altogether, don't get me wrong. It was the best song off this countdown. Song number 1, Kanye West, White Dress, B plus. You know, it wasn't as good as the last ones that have been showing up on here. It wasn't anything spectacular, but at the same time, that's what made it kind of appealing. It felt like an honest, introspective song. Mellow flow, unoppressive beat, but you know, it was a nice change of pace from the Kanye West as of late with Mercy and Click and New God Flow, which was one of the best joints from last week. So yeah, White Dress, you can go ahead and download that. So that was the top 9 most popular hip-hop singles of the week. I try to like say that all in one breath, but yeah,
that's a lot of words.
It was a lot of words. Man, so guess what I did for my birthday this week? I went to the Kendrick Lamar concert at the Warfield on Tuesday. It was actually my pre-birthday. Maybe that was Monday. You know, I can't even remember anymore. But it was this week.
Excellent.
And
how
so
was
it was the first time I got to see Kendrick Lamar perform live. I've met him before, you know, fortunate enough to get a picture with the man. He's a cool cat. The concert was cool, you know. Shout out to everybody that went. It was at the Warfield. It was the performers that opened up for him, there was Stally from Maybach Music. He was whatever. Then J-Rock, he came out, he was pretty good. And then Absol came out and he was decent too. The DJ and the host of the show was great though. That Jay Murphy, and I believe the DJ was another Maybach cat, Bandcamp. They held it down. They were great. And but Kendrick Lamar just shut it down. And I mentioned this because I firmly believe, in the mainstream at least, Kendrick Lamar is going to be one of the true hip-hop soldiers, the usher in the new era, along with people like J. Cole, who I remain faithful because he's a real MC. He does do mainstream music as well, but I think there's going to be cats like J. Cole, you know, Mos Def, I love, and Immortal Technique, and Talib, and Mer, you know, well, Merce isn't that old, but you know, this new age is getting older, and there's gonna be, you can't just hold on to the old stuff forever, and there's gonna be the new era of hip hop, and so there's the Kendrick Lamars and the J. Coles, and I'm forgetting a name, but there's a lot of good MCs out there, because people complain about, there's so many terrible MCs, hip hop is dead. You know, I work for a radio station, I hear this all the time, and a lot of things that I don't necessarily agree we should play, we get played, but there's still hope, you know what I mean? And there's, hip hop is always going to be alive as long as there's true MCs. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I think,
cut in any time.
No problem. I think we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Immortal Technique and should he get more mainstream time and whether that mattered or not. And but you got to remember, if you go back to, you know, the people who, the MCs who people consider the greatest, who, you know, like Tupac and Biggie,
they were hated on by the older school, right?
They were hated on by the older school, but they also, at, you know, at their peak, were pretty much mainstream. I mean, they were the top names in hip hop at the time, and nobody's gonna go back and say, well, like, oh well, they're mainstream, so they weren't good.
But that was also a different time in radio as well, where that kind of music got to be played. But then again, maybe my age is making me a little biased. That, you know, remains to be said.
I don't think mainstream equals, you know, terrible.
Yeah, selling out or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, just for the underground cats, and you know, Kendrick Lamar, he shut that concert down. He has some faithful listeners, fans, and it was a great performance. It was really good. And, it, you know, it, October 22nd, Good Kid, Mad City, I'm anticipating it. It's probably one of the most anticipated albums of this year, so look out for that next Tuesday. But right now, we're going to get back into this countdown. We got, I actually had to switch this up because of you. Here goes Jurassic 5 with my favorite Jurassic 5 joint, What's Golden, right here on KSFS.
Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The tart tastes be bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few chills from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not falling, we're taking back to the days of yes, shonen. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We're taking back to the days of yes, shonen. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
at Subway. Say what's up, say what's up.
What's up, everybody?
Plug your show.
Yeah. Okay, this is Ray Rec in the house, you know, hosting after school special on Wednesdays at 9.
Plug your show.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, this is the infamous Atron going grassroots radio every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Thank you, Chilla Will.
Thanks for stopping by. Here we go. Coming back in the countdown right here at Souls of Mischief.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oat. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Down with 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, he got fringe, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swinging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler.
Take her home and quickly do this. I need not explain this. It's plus is famous, so get the anus. Hey,
That mic doesn't work.
Does it?
No, it doesn't. Ray Rex trying
does
to
this,
act the
this one works
that
so
one
much
works.
Better.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. What's up?
So on the takeover, we were talking about, well, the episode's almost over, come to a close, but we were talking about hip-hop groups, the best hip-hop groups. Do you have any favorites that you want to mention?
Well, I do like what you just mentioned, and I also heard a remix from Earth, Wind, and Fire today that I was jamming to, so... But I really, 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 really dig the style of Diggable Planet.
Ah.
Yes. I like them a lot.
It was a good,
yeah,
pick.
Cause I just like the female voice that sounds so smooth. So.
Oh, I love Butterfly.
I love that Butterfly.
I love her.
Yeah.
Mecha Butterfly or whatever. And, yeah, whatever.
Butterfly.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. This was The Takeover, the 9 at 9. We got one joint left. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You can follow me at Chilla415. That's C-H-I-L-L-A 415. Podomatic backslash Chilla415 as well.
Chilla415.
Yeah, Facebook, same deal.
Uh-huh.
Ray Chilla. Rec, you can go ahead and throw yours on there.
Once again, mine is After School Special with Ray Rec and DJ Nay every Wednesday at 9, talking about some real issues, taking requests, Bay Area music, and speak.
Oh, this is MySpace. You know, this is Atron. Just keep it cool. Grassroots Radio every Thursday from 3 to 4. Good music and great vibes.
Infamous Kyle is awesome.
I already plugged my show once, but I'll do it again. The Sideshow every Friday night at 8, right before the takeover. So tune in. Chilla's there. We talk smack for an hour, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's pretty much. Yeah, coming up next, is Sheree says, hey, if she ever gets here, hopefully she caught her bus.
If not, we're about to take over.
If
Dun-dun-dun.
Not, we're about to take over.
Dun-dun-dun.
So here we go.
Dun-dun-dun.
Here we go with the number one joint on the 9 at 9. Thank you for tuning in. My name was Chilla, the resident disc junkie, and here we go with Public Enemy, number one.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother, Chucky D? He's sway nice. I said, yo, the brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
What goes on?